You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cleaning out an attic, garage, or basement can be such a boring task, but what if you could turn that chore into a treasure hunt? You see, there are plenty of items gathering dust in homes all over the world that are actually worth hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars. From your old game cartridges and collectible trading cards to long-forgotten toys and books, you'd be surprised what classes as a collectible item these days. With that said, it's time to roll up your sleeves as we go rummaging through some of the most valuable things you might have hidden away in your home.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Back in 2015, a woman from San Francisco was cleaning out her garage when she stumbled across a computer that her family hadn't used in decades. Without thinking, she dropped it off at her local recycling station and drove away, never to be seen again.
Oh no!
But when the staff there saw it, they couldn't believe their eyes. This wasn't any old computer, it was an Apple One, the very first computer created by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, the founders of Apple. Just 200 of them were made back in 1976, and because of Apple's trillion-dollar success since then, these computers that launched the business are now incredibly valuable. How valuable? Well, at auction, this old lady's model fetched a whopping $200,000. Just a year before, in 2014, though, another Apple One was discovered gathering dust in someone's basement for almost 40 years. It was expected to sell for a huge $300,000 at auction, but actually went for more than three times that at $905,000. And since then, another one has entered the market, looking for a supermassive bid of $1.5 million. So, kids, make sure you help your grandparents clear up their houses when you can. Otherwise, they might be yeeting your inheritance into the trash without knowing it. Next up, there isn't a kid alive who hasn't played with Lego. The brilliant bricks and iconic yellow figurines let you build anything you can think of. But even though a lot of it looks the same, not all Lego is made equal. By partnering with big franchises like Marvel, Lego has produced some small-scale superheroes for fans to collect, like the limited edition Comic-Con 2013 series. This was a year after Marvel's Avengers was released, and so with Marvel fever at a high, these sought-after figurines could only be won in a raffle. Now, if you're a novice like me, you might be thinking that a dinky Lego prize like this is just a nice little memento. Maybe you tucked it away in a toy box somewhere or gave it away to a Goodwill. I mean, it's only Lego, right? Wrong. Some of these Lego figures, like Spider-Man and Spider-Woman, were so rare that they had avid collectors bidding more than $350 for them on eBay at the time. And since then, as Marvel's grown in popularity, they've only increased in value. Spider-Woman is now listed on auctions at around $5,800, and Spider-Man's listed at more than $16,000. Now, that's what you call a pay gap. Back in June 2021, YouTube superstar and professional idiot Logan Paul stepped into the ring against actual boxer Floyd Mayweather wearing, of all things, a Pokemon card. But this wasn't any old Pokemon card. This was a first edition Charizard, which Logan claimed was worth a whopping $1 million. Hold on, back up. A single Pokemon card like the ones I used to fling around when I was a kid is worth $1 million? That's insane, right? Well, not completely. For those who don't know, the Pokemon trading card game was released in Japan back in 1996, spreading internationally in 1998. Back then, a pack of random Pokemon cards cost about $4, with kids spending hundreds of dollars to try and collect the full 102-card base set. But it soon became a worldwide sensation fueled by the popularity of its promotional anime and video games, with more cards in later editions being released. Today, it tops the list of highest-grossing media franchises with an estimated $105 billion in sales. Their sustained popularity and presence in pop culture have collectors, nostalgia nerds, and celebrities paying top dollar for rare cards from that original base set. One of these is the 1999 holographic shadowless first edition Charizard, much like Logan's. Authentic first edition, mint condition Charizard cards can be worth up to a phenomenal $500,000. Why? Because only around 55 of these cards are known to exist. So, what made Logan's worth $1 million? It's likely all those diamonds he had encrusted onto the card's case added to its value, because he bought the card for just $150,000. But Charizards aren't the only cards worth something. Other first edition base set cards with iconic Pokemon like Blastoise and Venusaur are worth several thousand apiece. So, ask your mom if she stashed any of your old Pokemon cards up in the attic, because a few of them might be able to pay off her mortgage today. Are you over there fuming about having some of these things back in the day, realizing you've missed out on making thousands of dollars? Why not take some of that frustration out on the follow button if you don't follow my podcast yet? Yeah, really go to town on that button. Feeling better? All right, where were we? Pokemon isn't the only card game trading in some serious money. Released in 1993, the tabletop card game Magic, The Gathering was the very first trading card game of its kind. The fantasy-styled cards appealed to the young nerd underworld, and avid players like me had no problem spending all their allowance on booster packs. Even though it hasn't been as successful as Pokemon, in 2020 alone it grossed $581 million. And just like Pokemon, cards from the first 1993 edition, known as the Alpha Set, are big deals to players and collectors alike. How big? In April 2021, an authenticated sealed starter set of Alpha cards sold for a staggering $84,000. However, the rarest and arguably most powerful card in the entire game is the Black Lotus. It's especially prized in-game as it costs nothing to play and can be used to enable other high-power cards very quickly. As good as it is, it's still surprising to learn that in January, a mint condition card signed by the original illustrator Chris Rush was sold for a staggering $511,000. It's believed only 5,000 Black Lotuses are currently in circulation, and just a few of them are in mint condition. However, other cards from the Alpha and Second Beta sets still fetch a few hundred or even thousands of dollars. Who knew being a massive nerd in the 90s would finally pay off? 90s kids will remember their old consoles fondly, like Sega Mega Drives and Nintendo GameCubes. But these were not the first of their kind. That title belongs to the lesser-known consoles from the 1980s, like the Sinclair ZX Spectrum. While they just look like a glorified keyboard almost 40 years ago, this was the peak of gaming tech, defined by games such as Horus Goes Skiing and Night Lore. And today, in mint condition, they're worth a pretty penny. Super pristine specimens of the Spectrum can sell for upwards of $900, with some sealed game cassettes listed for upwards of $130. The Commodore 64 was another computer 80s kids will remember well, being the highest-selling single computer model of all time. There were hundreds of games for this console, like Castlevania, Ultima 1, and the Great Gianna Sisters, which 80s kids bought by the millions. Being a launchpad for the gaming industry, collectors are willing to pay upwards of $450 for the console in good condition, with games like Castlevania, which has gone on to inspire a full franchise of its own, worth around $300. Even if the original was, in my humble opinion, absolutely terrible. At the very end of the 80s, the development of handheld consoles saw the release of Nintendo's Game Boy in 1989. I spent weeks, if not months, addicted to mine, playing everything from Super Mario World to the very first Pokemon games. What a time to be alive. Back when it was first released, a Game Boy cost $89.99, which is about $200 today. However, its persevering popularity and prevalence in pop culture means they're worth so much more than that if they're in mint condition now. In June 2021, an original Game Boy sealed and still in its box was listed on eBay for almost 100,000 euros. That's over $116,000. And it's not just the Game Boys that fetch a fancy price, but their cartridges as well. Incredibly popular games like the previously mentioned Pokemon series are also sought after in mint condition. In fact, a single sealed Pokemon Red cartridge, which was about $30 when it was first released, was listed in 2021 for almost $18,000. And that wasn't a one-off. Another wild sealed Pokemon Yellow cartridge was recently listed for more than $16,000. Even used cartridges in good condition can fetch up to $150, but when it comes to old cartridges, few will make you as much money as those from the Super Mario franchise, because the adorable 8-bit plumber transformed into an icon of incredible cultural significance. Groundbreaking games like Super Mario 64, the world's first 3D platform game, are coveted by collectors. So much so that in July 2021, a sealed, mint-condition version of the N64 game sold for a wallet-draining $1.56 million. Dang, to think I opened up and played with my copy like an idiot. It's time for another late 90s craze in the adorable form of a digital egg-shaped keychain. If you're old enough, you might remember those little devices that were the world's first virtual pets. Tiny 8-bit games that relied on their owners to constantly feed, play, and clean them via a few buttons. And if you failed to do these things, it would, just like a real pet, die. But you could always hatch another one and begin the whole horrifying cycle all over again. The original Bandai Namco ones from 1996 cost just $17.99 at the time, around $30 today. Because there's been a resurgence of 90s trends from fashion to graphic design, Tamagotchis have made an unexpected comeback. And so, original Tamagotchis, still in their packaging from the 90s, have surged in value. According to eBay listings, they sell from $50 to $1,000. But even those without the box and in not great condition routinely sell for about $30. Well, at the very least, that's more than you'll get for a real dead pet. Next up, while a lot of adults today enjoy the hugely popular Marvel and DC universes thanks to the films, their original comic book forms weren't as popular. For decades, comics were for kids, some of whom grew to love them as adults. Now, these original superhero stories, which dominate the silver screens today, can be worth thousands or even millions of dollars to collectors. The first Captain America comics, for example, sold for 25 cents back in 1942, but now they're worth up to $20,000. Action Comics, which boasted the very first appearance of Superman, sold for 10 cents in 1938, then sold at auction in 2021 for an unbelievable $3.2 million. Even lesser-known heroes feature in comic books that are still worth quite a bit. In 1939, Amazing Man Comic 5 introduced Amazing Man, whose powers appear to include wrestling eels with his mouth. Even though it was worth just 10 cents then, one recently sold for a record $63,250. In 1940, Adventure Comic 28 introduced Hour Man, a rarely seen DC hero who fights crime with a magic hourglass. Whatever he does, his introduction makes the comic, of which there are only 28 known to exist, worth around $54,000. God, I really hope my grandpa was a huge nerd.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love Star Wars, there's a chance you've tried to recreate your favorite scenes from the movies with figurines from the franchise. Back in the 70s, original figurines cost a few dollars each, but now, with Star Wars evolving into a worldwide phenomenon bought out by Disney, these figurines are legendary. And none more so than the 1979 Boba Fett J-Slot rocket-firing prototype. Just 100 of these prototype figurines were ever made, as an issue with the firing mechanism meant they weren't eligible for full production, so it was replaced with a much simpler laser gun. Because they're so rare, the 3¾-inch tall figurine fetches a fine price no matter its condition. However, one mint variant in its original packaging sold for a surprising $185,850 back in 2019. But here's the thing, only around 26 have been accounted for. That means some lucky nerd might have one stashed away without realizing how much it's worth. I think it's time to check if your parents were ever big Boba fans. Now, the Beanie Baby bandwagon of the 1990s was something a lot of people jumped on. These cute, collectible, bean-filled bears with their trademark TY heart-shaped tags were everywhere, costing about $10 to $75 per baby. With 822 in the range, it was certainly expensive to try and collect them all, but their popularity waned in the 2000s, making most of them worthless today. However, there are still some avid collectors out there willing to pay for some super unique babies, like the bright white Valentino Bear. A rare version sporting several errors was mistakenly released in the mid-90s, which serious collectors covet. In January 2019, a Valentino with every error imaginable hit the market. It has a brown nose instead of black, a white star on the tag instead of yellow, PVC pellets, and multiple typos on the tag. And how much was this error-ridden bear sold for? A shocking $42,300? Depending on their condition, others can sell for a lot less, but they're still worth hunting out if you remember having one. Another baby of value was Gobbles, the cuddly turkey. Like Valentino, errors on the tags and a double waddle set him apart from the other birdie babies. Today, several in pristine condition are floating around on eBay priced at more than $6,500. That's a lot for a turkey you can't eat. But the bizarre jewel of them all has to be Princess. This pretty purple bear was released in 1997 to commemorate the death of Princess Diana. Surely that's what she would have wanted. Today, though, depending on what the bear is made of, it can be worth something. Most were made with polyethylene, or PE, pellets, which are essentially worthless today. But those stuffed with polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, pellets are more valuable, with one selling for a whopping $10,000 back in January 2019. However, a surge of sensationalist news headlines claiming the bears were worth a fortune has hopeful sellers listing their princesses online for as much as $900,000. In reality, most of the bears aren't worth even a fraction of that. But if you are willing to spend close to $1 million on a bear as basic as this, maybe you should consider spending it on therapy instead. Next up, the best part of a trip to McDonald's as a kid was the toy you got in your Happy Meal. often part of a set, kids would nag their parents to buy them Happy Meals, risking all types of diabetes just so they could collect them all. Smart marketing ploy there, Ronald. Though these free toys were often thrown away later on, some toys that were part of other franchise promotions are worth a lot to collectors today. Their 1996 101 Dalmatian set, which tied into the release of the movie, was immensely popular. Adults and kids alike were lining up outside McDonald's restaurants to try and get their hands on all 101 figurines. They even came in a special collector's case along with a certificate of authenticity. Today, a full set is worth around $220, with some listings hovering around the $400 mark. Even one or two individual figurines on their own are worth a couple of bucks to the right buyer. But it's not just Dalmatians that fetch a pretty price. The full set of six Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from 1994, which were released at the peak of Power Rangers mania, are worth around $350 in good condition. Man, I have got to start saving my Happy Meal toys. Are you old enough to remember watching movies on VHS tapes? These brick-sized cassettes were created back in the 1970s and formed the backbone of the home video industry. Now, nobody owns VHS players anymore, but some keep the tapes out of sentimentality, which might now be worth quite a bit of cash. Walt Disney Studios animated films first released on VHS in the 1990s with titles such as Snow White, Beauty and the Beast, and The Jungle Book. As demand for collectible nostalgia rose around the mid-2010s, rumor began to spread that 20 of these Disney VHS labeled the Black Diamond Collection were worth a small fortune. Listings on auction sites began appearing with good condition tapes ranging from $500 apiece to an outrageous $12,800. But before you begin ringing up your mothers asking about your old Disney tapes, this was all just hype. Veteran VHS collectors stepped forward claiming the Black Diamonds weren't worth anything because the series was pumped out at such a massive scale back then. They called the whole thing a hoax, though it reeled in at least one wannabe collector. In 2019, a VHS of Disney's 1999 Mulan sold for a staggering $21,111, according to eBay Australia. That's about 15,000 American bucks. Considering most other listings are lower than $40, I'd say that buyer really paid the price, and then some. If you don't know the name Harry Potter, how big is the rock you've been living under? The magical world of this boy wizard was brought to life back in 1997 when the first 500 copies of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by author J.K. Rowling hit the bookshelves. It had a series of misprints, spelling errors, and sported a generic-looking wizard on the back who was never once featured in its pages. Despite all its flaws, it was an immediate hit. Its popularity sparked movie deals, merchandising rights, and even video games, turning it into a $25 billion franchise. Now, if you're like me and read the books when you were much younger, there's a chance you stowed them away out of sentimentality. But today, those first edition books are worth a magical amount of money. In July 2021, a first edition hardback mint copy signed by J.K. sold for £80,000. That's about $110,000. Several others in slightly worse condition have sold for up to $41,000. And even the paper editions go for about $4,000 today. Though that's not all. If you were a super fan and managed to collect first and second editions of all the books, then that collection might be worth up to $15,000 in auction houses today. Now, I grew up with cassettes and CDs, but never really understood the hype around vinyl. These modulated discs were the most popular way to listen to music back in the 20th century, but when the 1980s rolled around, they were replaced by digital alternatives. There was a resurgence in their popularity around 2007, though, with many music aficionados claiming vinyl versions just sound better. And unlike digital music, there's a finite amount of vinyl albums printed by bands from certain eras, so the rarer they are, the more they might be worth. Back in 2006, the once wildly popular 60s rock band The Velvet Underground put a vinyl of theirs up for auction, which featured several songs that eventually appeared on their debut, Landmark album. It was one of just two ever printed, and the significance of it saw it sell for a whopping $25,250. But vinyl doesn't have to be this rare to be worth something. The Beatles' album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was also released in the 60s, selling around 32 million copies worldwide. One copy, signed by all four members, sold for a staggering $290,000 back in 2013. But even unsigned original versions in top condition can be sold for upwards of $800. With that said, it might be time to visit your grandma and see if she was a hardcore Beatles fan. On that note, does your granddaddy like to fish? If he does, he probably uses a lure, which is a shiny little object that's attached to the hook to attract the fish's attention. While most lures used today are pretty flashy, there are vintage ones worth lots of money, even though they're not as colorful as their modern counterparts. Back in 1859, Riley Haskell, a gunsmith from Ohio, invented and patented minnow-shaped lures. The metal bodies had cork in the top and lead in the bottom, which ingeniously kept the lure vertical in the water. Because they were made to be durable, they've probably been passed down through generations, and it wouldn't be surprising if a few were stashed away in old tackle boxes forgotten in the attic. But being the first of their kind, the copper and brass lures have become coveted by avid angling collectors all over the world. So much so that back in 2003, a one-of-a-kind giant Haskell sold for an unreal $102,000. Looks like it's time to go fishing through your granddaddy's old angling gear. You might think I've finally lost the plot when I tell you that your grandma's old mason jars could make you some serious money. But before you ring the local loony bin, let me explain. Mason jars were invented in America and are the world's first patented seal-tight glass jar. They were created to prevent food from spoiling in the 1800s, back when things were built to last. The thick glass containers have been handed down through families for generations. Being a groundbreaking invention, some of the first improved screw lid jars like this from 1870 are worth about $50 today. Dark glass fruit jars with improved iron clamps on the top from 1886 are worth up to $3,000. And one called the Warren Van Vliet design is amazingly worth $23,500. Yes, I'm aware that sounds insane for a bit of glass and metal, but don't have me committed just yet. This specific mason jar used a clamp over the lid attached to a wire underneath to improve the sealing properties. The very first of these were made in 1881, but in 1885 the factory burned down, taking most of the jars with it. The remainders are considered incredibly rare examples of 19th century innovation, so they're actually worth a lot to antique dealers. Who's crazy now? Right, I'm off to raid my storage space. Do you reckon you might have one of these stuffed away in your attic? Or have you ever found something in your home that you had no idea was valuable? Thanks for listening.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.